Hello there and welcome to another episode of the VI Talk podcast. In these podcasts, we will hear interviews from different people across the UK as they share with us ideas, information and support. Hello there and welcome. Now on this episode we are going to be continuing our countdown to Sight Village, one of the biggest UK markets for the blind and visually impaired in mind. So without further ado, we're going to kick off with our first interview, and that's with Charlotte Carson from Look UK.
Hi everybody, it's Dawn from VI Talk, and with me I've got Jo.
Hi everyone.
We'll continue with our countdown to Sight Village, and we'd like to introduce Charlotte from Look UK. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
Hi, Charlotte. So, do you want to start off by telling anybody who doesn't know what Look UK is?
Yes, we are a small charity, but we work nationally around the UK, and we support young visually impaired people and their families to thrive. And we've got a few different projects, and our main one is our Look UK mentoring project, where we connect young visually impaired people with an older VI mentor who can help guide and support them through many of the highs and lows that we feel living with sight loss. So that's our main project that we offer. And through that, people can access one-to-one mentoring with a trained mentor, and that's all online. So it's an online messaging system. We do group mentoring sessions, which is over Skype and also online as well. And then we also have some events which we're running this year, which we'd love to tell you about and hope that people will come, where they get to meet our mentors and do some fun things. Like for instance, we've got a fashion event coming up in August, which is in Birmingham. So it's the mentoring, it's the events. We also have a fantastic holiday flat in Scarborough, which is on offer for people to book at very discount rates as well. And we generally have a helpline so people can ring in for further information and advice.
Wow, lots going on.
If we
work our way through. And the one thing I was going to ask was what age group does Look cover?
Well, we never turn anyone away. The actual mentoring does seem to be working better with people in the teenage years. But we say we support anybody through mentoring from the age of 11 up to 29. We do have people contact us with 8 to 9 year olds, where if appropriate, a group session will be really good for them, where we just have fun chats and we link them up with a couple of our mentors through Skype, and they chat about, you know, fun things, whether it be music or school or their friends or whatever they want to talk about. But then they get to hear our mentors' stories, which sometimes really helps the younger children. The mentoring program can be quite structured. So it's a 6-month program where we support young people with if they're going through any changes in their life. So maybe it's GCSEs moving on to A levels, or wanting to go up to higher education or university, or maybe somebody has experienced really sudden sight loss. You know, these specific things, we create a tailored mentoring program around that person to help them. But we'll never turn anyone down. But as long as the mentoring works for them, we take it case by case.
And is there an age group, an age limit for the mentors? How old do the mentors have to be?
At the moment, they are aged 18 to 30, but we are looking to recruit older people as well, because I hate all these age restrictions. Seems so silly, because so many people have wisdom and experience that they can share with others, and age shouldn't really be a barrier to that. At the moment, we are a youth peer mentor project, so then the peer element has to come in to people under the age of 30. But that is going to probably change in the next year or so.
The mentor residential, I was done mostly over Skype, and are there some residential aspects of it as well?
Yeah, so we the mentor training, so when people apply, that's a residential training weekend, because we really recruit, we want to get to know our mentors, and we want to make sure that they're in, you know, that they're the right person for the job of mentoring. So we get together over a weekend and we run training and lots of mentoring exercises there. Some of our events are residential, so in that sense, they get to see mentors over that residential weekend. The six-month mentoring program is all online, so it's done through a messaging platform, which is all secure and monitored. So if there are any parents listening who are concerned about safeguarding or keeping people's information safe, we use a safe online system, which is secure. So that bit happens online, where the mentor and mentee message each other and work through this tailored program and get to know each other on whatever the mentee wants to talk about. I mean, everyone's different. And then also the group mentoring, some of that is done through Skype and then also through the mentoring platform as well. So it's a bit of a mix. We're trying out different things. So the project's been running, we're in our second year now. So we're seeing what works best. And a mixture of all three, I think, face-to-face, online messaging and online talking, seems to be a good way to go.
Excellent. Can you tell us a bit more what else Look UK does as well, please?
Yeah, well, this is our main thing. This is what we're doing. We're quite small, and so we're focusing everything we're doing on this mentoring project at the moment. And as well as the programme of events that people can get involved in, those are our two major projects and services at the moment. We have a helpline, a phone line, so if any parents and young people want to contact us about further information on the mentoring or if they just need to chat something through, they've got questions about moving on to schools or universities, then give us a ring. We're really wanting to talk to people. And if we can't answer it, we'll find somebody who can. And we signpost on to other organisations and work closely with Guide Dogs, RSBC Family Support, and Guide Dogs Family Support, Pocklington Trust, everybody. So, give us a ring. We'd love to hear from everybody.
So, do you want to give us the number, Charlotte, please?
Yes. Okay, our phone number is 01432 376 314.
So is that the helpline number as well? Is that
yes? Or is that's yeah. just our that's our main number.
Right. Okay. So you say you're small and you say that's all you do, but it isn't, is it? Because you're involved in international things as well, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. We represent the UK on a strategic partnership of European VI organisations. So basically, there's an organisation called Views International, where we represent the UK in Europe. And there's lots of European events that are happening for young visually impaired people. Mainly, they are aimed at people aged 18 to 30, but sometimes younger trips come up as well. So, for instance, we have a Greek exchange project going out this Friday, and it's a singing project, and it's really lovely, and it's bringing young visually impaired people together from all over Europe in Athens, and they're going to do choral singing for a week. And it's all completely funded by European funding, and we have selected, people applied, and then we selected three visually impaired people to go and two sighted people as well. So it's really inclusive camps, bringing VI and sighted people together to have fun and do creative things too. There will be lots of other opportunities coming up like that. So if anyone is interested to know more, then please get in touch.
And is there an age limit for that as well, is it? Or is it up to, again, up to 18,
30? Yeah, usually it's up to 20. Well, they say 29, actually. 18 to 29.
Oh dear, missed out again.
Oh no. I know, me too, actually. I'd absolutely love to go. I see these projects, I think, wow, that's incredible. It's just so nice to meet other people from around Europe and around the world that you know, living, doing whatever they're doing in their country, and having a cultural exchange and learning about different cultures and people is always good, always great fun.
Experience. Yeah. Okay, you've got a stand at Site Village. Can you tell us what we would expect to see on your stand?
Yeah, so the look team will be there over the 2 days. We've got on our look stand, we've got a couple of our mentors will be there. So you can come and meet our mentors and meet the team and find out more about us then. We'd love to speak to everybody. We're running a workshop as well on the Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the 10th, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Tuesday the 10th, where you can come and meet the mentors and learn more about the mentoring project and how it might help you. We're also really keen to meet people who want to become mentors. Maybe they've got something they feel they want to give. I mean, the main thing that we hear all the time is young people say, I want to be a mentor because I don't want other young people going through what I went through when I was growing up. And that's just so amazing. The commitment of our current bunch of mentors is fantastic. They just are so driven to help others. And they know instinctively what young visually impaired people are going through. Obviously, kind of coping with school and exams and making friends and having access to opportunities and accessing tech and all of those things that are important to all of us. To lead independent lives, you know, the mentors have been through all of those, and they astound me all the time. And I just encourage you all to come and meet them and come and see us and learn more about the project. So yeah, it's going to be good. Really looking forward to it.
Fabulous.
Charlotte, would you like to tell us about any other projects that you have on at the moment that you're going to do and looking into at the moment?
Yes, we run a weekly youth forum from our headquarters, which is at the Royal National College in Hereford. So the RNC have been so amazing, and they've donated us a small office here. So we're based in the Chapel Arts Centre, which provides media and performance arts training for young visually impaired people. So we have our office here, and we run a weekly youth forum where we invite local visually impaired young people aged between really 11 and 16 who aren't at the RNC. And they come in and they meet. We've trained up some RNC students to be peer mentors. And so we meet once every Thursday, usually 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock in the evening, and we get together and we chat and we do activities, we do cooking, we make a podcast, which you can download from our website, which usually comes out about once a month, and the youth forum are really involved in making that podcast. So yeah, it's pretty amazing to be at the RNC, because we get to talk to be our young people all the time and get them involved in our projects, which is lovely.
So for anybody who can't come to Site Village, or perhaps thinks, oh, you know, I quite fancy being a mentor, or I really think I need some help, then can you give us some contact details? I know you've given the helpline number already, but can you give that again and give the web address as well?
So you can contact us on 01432 376 314, or on our website, which is www.look-uk.org, or you could email us on info@look-uk.org. obviously, we've got social media, so find us on Facebook at Look National, or Twitter at Look_UK.
Fabulous. Thanks ever so much for joining us, Charlotte. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Coming up next is Paul Harvey from JW.org.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'd like to introduce, as part of our Countdown to Site Village 2018, Paul Harvey from JW.org. Hi Paul.
Hello Jo, nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too. It's your first time on VI Talk. I believe it's, is it your first time exhibiting at Site Village?
No, we've been exhibiting at Site Village in Birmingham since 2015, and I know that my friends have been to London, and we were also in Exeter in April this year.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, that was the first one in Exeter, so that was good. So do you want to firstly tell us a little bit about JW.org, please?
Certainly. Well, JW.org is the official website of Jehovah's Witnesses. So Jehovah's Witnesses are people that you know, you've probably met at your doorstep or elsewhere, your family members, colleagues at work, maybe even ones at school or college. So we are obviously a religious organization, and we are here to promote the Bible, which is accessible and available to all.
Okay, so if we talk about your stand at Site Village, what can people expect to find on the stand at Site Village?
Absolutely. Well, they can find plenty of information on the stand. There are publications in various font sizes and in various colours. So, for example, for those who have macular degeneration, we've printed up some of our literature on yellow paper with black type, which I understand is easier for them to see. There's also some material in Braille as well. And we've also got access to videos and audio content, which anybody can view or listen to.
That's great. So for anybody, we've mentioned obviously the website, but for anybody who'd like to get in contact with yourselves, perhaps they can't make it to Site Village and they're interested in having a chat or something, can you give us some contact details, please?
Yes, obviously the website, I would certainly recommend JW.org, because there you can find information for any of our meeting places all over the country, in fact all over the world. You can also contact our head office in London. But if you want to speak to me personally, well, my mobile telephone number is 0781 678 0935, and if you'd like to email me, then my email address is Paul John Harvey, that's all one word, PaulJohnHarvey at yahoo.co.uk, and I'll be happy to assist.
That's fabulous. I think really, I mean, we've talked about what people can expect on the stand, so I think it's just a case of sort of saying to people, you know, if you're interested or a bit curious, perhaps pop over and have a chat with you guys and see what you've got to offer, really. Would that be fair to say?
Very much so, yes. With the visitors, we just greet them as they walk by, and if they'd like to stop for a chat, that's absolutely fine. If they want to ask us questions, that's absolutely fine. We can show them how to access the website on their phones or tablets if they bring them along. There's also a free app that they can download on iOS or Android. That app is called JW Library, and they can access lots of information there, including several Bible translations, videos, audio content, and other information as well. And it also can give you access to our website.
That's great. Apps are always really popular, so that's a really good idea. Well, thank you ever so much, Paul, for joining us. And I hope you get lots of visitors to the stand.
Thank you very much indeed, and thank you for interviewing us today. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Coming up next is Andrew Milburn, who works for Travelize.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I have with me Dawn.
Hi.
And Andrew Milburn from Travelize. Hi Andrew.
Hi.
So you're here as part of our Countdown to Site Village. So for anyone who doesn't know, do you want to first tell us a little bit about Travelize?
Yeah, so basically in a nutshell, Travelize are a group holiday provider. So we do group holidays to about 60 destinations a year or all over the world. But with one major difference, that half of our groups are visually impaired and half are sighted. And our sighted travellers, they they guide and describe for our visually impaired travellers in some miraculous and amazing destinations.
Brilliant. Can you tell us some of the places that you've been to, or are you hoping to visit?
Yeah, I mean, we've got almost something for everybody, really. We've got UK breaks to sort of, you know, like I've just done one in Scarborough and Whitby, to places like Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, you know. So it's, you know, there's always something there for everybody. We've got like hiking trips in Bulgaria. We've got city breaks in Krakow. We've got Dusseldorf and Cologne Christmas markets. You know, then we've got far-flung places like South Korea, Oman, yurt camping in Mongolia, to even more active like whitewater rafting and zipline in Costa Rica. So there's, you know, a big range of different sort of stuff that we do.
So how does the process work, Andrew? Do the sighted guides pay less than the VIs, because obviously they're going to be sort of helping?
Yeah, you're spot on there. Our visually impaired travellers pay the same price as they would do with any other major group holiday provider. So your likes of Saga, Exodus, Travelsphere, these are main sort of UK-based group holiday providers. Now, we make sure our costs for our visually impaired travellers are spot on with competitive prices, okay? So then our visually impaired travellers are never paying anything more for our 15 years experience in these kind of holidays, but also the fact that they're going to have guaranteed one-to-one guiding. But in order for us to encourage sighted travellers to travel with us and to have that small level of responsibility, we do offer them almost up to 50% off the cost of the holiday. So that is something that we take out of a, you know, as a company. We just don't grow as fast as other companies because we're taking that hit.
Right. So sorry.
What size group do you generally take away? Is it a set number each time, or is it when the need arises, how many people go?
It completely depends on the holiday, really. I mean, our average size is around 16 to 18 people.
Right.
But we do have trips that sometimes are a lot larger, maybe 22, 24 max. But we have group holidays like our Bulgaria walking holiday, which we did three of this year. They were so popular. There's only 10 people on those trips because we stay in a nice little family homestay in the mountains in Bulgaria. We don't actually have the availability to fit everybody in. So that's why we ended up doing three of them, because it was only 10 people per holiday. So it just depends on which trip you're on.
So lots of different opportunities there, isn't there? Which is great.
Yeah.
So does it include flights and everything? Is it the whole, are you met at the airport and everything like that?
Yeah, so it does. Yeah, so it's a package holiday, and there are a couple of options. So they are like, like set date departures. So purchasing a holiday through ourselves, you would have flights, accommodation, some meals are included, excursions are included. And what we do is we send out information to say, okay, we're going to meet at the airport at this time at this location. Then you have a representative from Travelize that is with them throughout the entire holiday, you know, stays in the same hotel, flies with the group, and is basically part of the holiday with you guys and communicates and facilitates. And they will be there at the airport to greet everybody, meet, you know, do some briefings, and we do some sighted guide training there. And then everybody pairs up and we go on the holiday.
Sounds great.
Yeah. What if you're traveling on your own, do you have your own room, or do you share with a guide, or do you share with a group, you know, group of people? Or
so the price on our website and the prices of our holidays are based on sharing accommodation, but single rooms are available for those of the people that do want them. Okay, so the price of moving forward, we're going to have the price of single rooms on the website, so people can actually see if they want to have a single room. They can. It's a small supplement in order to have a single room, and they can choose that through the booking process.
Great. So you're exhibiting at Sight Village, which you've been doing for a number of years. So do you want to tell us what people can expect to see at your stand?
Well, basically, we at our stand, we often, we're a bit cheeky here, we often have limoncello. How was that?
Very nice.
Yeah, we had tried to keep it cold, but it usually doesn't last that long over the course of the day. But it's a fantastic, because one of the first trips that we ever did was to Sorrento, and in Italy, and it's just the lemon groves in Sorrento and the Amalfi Coast is just an absolutely beautiful place, and with the sort of the lemons and the sort of the cello tasting is one of the things that we do as a sensory and tasting experience. So we try and bring that sort of that element to Site Village every time we come, and just offer that as a way of saying, you know, this is kind of one of the things that we do on our trips to make sure you get a taste of what is quintessential to that location that we're going to.
Right, and I'm guessing you've got lots of information there as well as the lovely limoncello.
Yeah, the limoncello is the main draw. we will have some offers on as well as more information about the trips, audio brochures, and brochures that people can take home.
So are the brochures available in Braille as well, or?
No, we don't have the capability, unfortunately, to produce the brochures in Braille. We did a survey of about 3,500 people, and majority came back. Well, the most sought after formats were the website PDF and just email. Those were the main sought after formats of our travellers. So we decided that we're just going to keep, you know, treating our travellers like any other travellers and keep sending out the information that they wanted.
Mm. Yeah.
So for people who can't make it to Site Village, can you give us some contact details so people can get in touch and find out about the holidays that are coming up?
Yeah, of course. If people have any questions, our office number is 0113 834 6094. Please feel free, you know, if anybody's got any questions, please feel free to give us a call. We're happy to have a chat about what we do, where we go to, because we all love in the office traveling. A lot of us in the office are tour managers as well, so we get to go out all over the place. So do please give us a call. Our email address is info@travelize-international.com, and the website is the same, travelize-international.com.
And Travelize is spelt with the EYES at the end,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, travel and then eyes.
Yeah. Thank you ever so much for joining us, Andrew.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
And finally, coming up, we have Ian Hughes, who works for Associated Optical.
Hi, it's Dawn from VI Talk, and I've got Joe from VI Talk with me as well. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, everyone.
I've also got Ian from Associated Optical. Hi, Ian.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us today.
Ian, do you want to start by telling us what Associated Optical is, please?
Of course. Associated Optical are the UK partner for Eschenbach Optic. And for the past 35 years, we've sought to provide end users and eye professionals with innovative magnification devices to enhance their patient care, if it's a practice, or enhance the lives of the patients that use the magnification devices.
So you're exhibiting at Site Village this year. I'm guessing you've done that for a number of years. Do you want to tell us what people can expect to see on your stand at Site Village?
Of course, no problem. What we will be exhibiting this year is the whole selection of Eschenbach products, of which I'll go into a few briefly. Also, the Occutech Bioptics and the Cocoon Low Vision Overspectral Filters. So starting with the Eschenbach products, we're going to be showcasing three digital products. Eschenbach Optic has been renowned for its optical magnifiers in the past, but more recently we've entered the market with digital solutions. And when we are coming up with the digital solutions, we go to focus groups and we find out what people want. With the technology that's available, it's very easy to put lots of different technologies all into a particular unit, because that's what we think somebody may want. But in fact, the Eschenbach design and the research and development that goes into it tells us that some people require simpler solutions. Some people prefer solutions that don't look like visual aids. So, for instance, the SmartLux Digital, which we'll have on display, is a 5-inch electronic device, but it actually looks like a tablet or a smartphone. So it's very sleek and black in design. It's not bright purple or bright red. It's not designed to look like a Fisher-Price toy. It's been designed so that, in inverted commas, normal sight of people, normal people could use these without anybody kind of looking at them going, what are you using? It's we wanted to create it as normal as possible.
Excellent. Do you know, can you give us a guide on what price point that you're looking at for one of those? Or are they, I mean, obviously varying different prices?
Of course. So, for instance, the 5-inch SmartLux Digital retails at $499. We then have the 7-inch, which would retail at $795. And then we have the brand new 12-inch touchscreen, which is will be released in 2 weeks' time, so they're perfectly timed for the Sight Village, and that's going to retail around about £1,400. And we will be doing promotions at Sight Village for people if they wish to buy.
So do you want to tell us about some more of the products that you'll be exhibiting as well, Ian, please?
Yes. So I'm keen to let people know about the Occhitech Bioptics. Now, the Occhitech Bioptic has been in the UK for over 10 years now, and it's a telescopic unit. It's a spectacle mounted telescope, and what the user can do is enable them to see some close, around about 5 to 6 inches through to infinity, but it's on a spectacle mounted unit, so all they have to do is twist a wheel on the front and it will bring things in and out of focus. People may be aware of them because they have been very well marketed in the States for driving. And one thing I can say definitely is that they're not going to be allowed to be driven in the UK. So before anybody gets excited and says, I want to try these for driving, I've got to say now, it's not going to happen.
No.
No. Definitely not. Well, I'm not going to be a volunteer, that's for sure.
So what sort of price point are we looking at for those, Ian?
The Occhitech Bioptics are very specialist, and we need an optician to fit them for us. So you're looking around about £1,400, depending if you've got a prescription. But what they can do as well, though, is that they can actually help correct a prescription as well. So if you do wear spectacles, they can help correct that as well.
Excellent. So are they like a sort of, they fit onto a pair of glasses, yeah?
That's correct. So it's there's designated frames that they can use. So we can't use a person's existing frame. It would have to be one that's specially fitted and designed for the bioptic to fit onto.
Right. And what does it? So can you describe? I know this is quite a difficult question. Probably. Can you describe what it kind of looks like? Is it big? Is it?
No, that's fine. That's fine. So the actual unit. So if you imagine a telescope. The telescope normally is a long unit. If you imagine a telescope up to your eye, it would come out from your eye around about 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah.
Now, this actually uses a periscope system. So, for instance, if I was to put the telescope in front of your left eye, what would happen is the unit, instead of coming out from the frame, would actually go across the top of the frame, and the actual light would come into the unit in front of your right eye. So it's a block unit. It almost looks like a 2-finger Kit Kat size. Oh, you can imagine that kind of...
Yeah.
And then that will fit onto the frame. And like I say, with the wheel on the front, you'll be able to adjust it to your focus.
Right.
Can people actually try the... You know, do they get a period of trial with them if they decide to purchase? Could they try them first?
Sorry, can you repeat that, sorry?
Sorry, do people have a trial period with them first once they want to purchase them, or
with a lot of the products that we've got, it's It's a very black and white kind of result. When patients put them on, it's a very instantaneous kind of, wow, this is fantastic. Mm. These are life-changing. I've had people cry on me when they've tried them because they've seen for the first time in years. And so there's no kind of trial period as such. Naturally, I'll make sure whether or not on the day or whether or not I have to go and follow up to make sure that they're suitable, that's done as part of the course. I'm not going to let anybody buy anything that they're not 100% about, because it's a very specific unit designed for those, for themselves.
Yeah. Great. Is there anything else that you're exhibiting at Site Village that you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Definitely. So we're going to also be demoing and showcasing the Cocoon filters. Now, obviously, we know the importance of wearing an overspec, a filter pair of glasses, especially with the beautiful weather that we've had recently. But one of the things we're very conscious of, again, when we're looking at, when we're designing products, when we're sourcing what products to get from where, is that we want products that people want to wear, not have to wear. And so we went away from the big traditional full plastic kind of laser specs and safety glasses and wanted something a lot more stylish, but actually did the job. So they actually protect the macula or they cut down the glare and the contrast and increase the contrast for people. And so we found a company and they make something called Cocoons. And these glasses come in a variety of sizes and come in four colours. The hazelnut and the boysenberry to cut down glare, and the lemon and the orange to enhance contrast. And they're actually made out of a ballistic nylon so that the user can actually adjust them themselves. So if they've brought new specs, if they're a, if they're a hearing aid wearer, or again, like I say, on a day like today where it's beautiful and sunny and warm, if they start perspiring and they need to adjust them because they're sliding down, they can do that. So comfort-wise is very important. They actually look like a normal pair of sunnies. So you're walking down the street in them, nobody's giving you a second look. Whereas obviously with some of the more traditional units, they're very much an advertisement that you've got a visual impairment. But also what we do with these is we actually give them a lifetime warranty on the frames. Because they are classed as indestructible. But as soon as I tell that to an end user, it's almost like giving them a challenge. So we do give them a lifetime warranty because we're confident in the quality of them.
Excellent.
And what price point are we looking at for those?
So they're going to be £21.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah.
So, and it's little things that make a difference. They come with a cleaning cloth. They come with a case. So like you would do when you go to the opticians and buy a normal pair of specs, you get that level of the service with them.
I hope you've got plenty of pairs to take with you.
I'm going to take some stocks with me so people can buy on the day.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Is there anything else, Ian, that you'll be displaying at Site Village this year?
So we're going to have the rest of the Eschenbach optics range. So that includes the Mobilux, which is, to my knowledge, one of the largest selling hand magnifiers in the UK. So it's what the majority of hospitals give out. So if people need replacements, then obviously they can come to us and get those. But we've also just improved our stand magnifiers as well. So if you do have a bit of a tremor, they can come over and have a look at some of our new stand magnifiers as well to see if that helps them. But we will be also having our range of independent living aids. So that talking clocks, talking keychains, lighting. We've got some new LED lighting that people can have a look at. So quite a selection of different products coming to view.
That sounds great.
Brilliant. And for those that aren't able to visit Site Village for any reason, can we have some contact details so we can people can contact you?
Of course, of course. So you can always contact, or you can always view the website at www.associatedoptical.com. You can contact me directly, which is ihughes, at associatedoptical.com. The office number is 01628-600-410. Or again, my mobile number is 07802-880-343. I can answer any questions on product, after the day, before, any time at all.
Brilliant, thank you.
Ian, just before we close, if people are interested in your products, they can obviously phone you up or have a look on the website. What happens if they want to try any of these products? Where are they available, or do you go out and about to see people?
So we have, we support the majority of the blind charities, blind societies in the UK. So a lot of them have our products there for them to try. We also have a large network of opticians. So again, it could be that the products are available from their local optician as well. And on our website, we do have a Find a Retailer app so that they can type in where they are and it can bring up their local practice that will have these products. That said, if it's a bit more of a struggle to do that and to find them, give us a call, find out where we are. There's a few of us that cover the country, so we can liaise. And if it means that you're out in Cumbria or you're down in the southwest or you're over in Birmingham, we can liaise and find out when we can meet either at your local practice or your local charity, not a problem.
That's great. Yeah, lovely. Thank you ever so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
You can contact us by our email, which is info@vitalk.co.uk. Our Twitter handle is vitalkpodcast. Our Facebook is vitalk. And our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk. Thank you for listening.